Hello, we're back for a episode of our sixth series. Are we in series six? Or are we in series seven? Series six.
I hope so, otherwise I'm numbering all these episodes wrong.
This is our long-awaited, long-anticipated, and hotly debated, I don't know, it just sounded nice, Ricky Gervais.
People have to listen to debate it.
Hello, Mum. No, even she doesn't. We're doing Afterlife and Derek. Thinking about it, because we've done The Office, haven't we? We haven't done Extras, have we? Have we done Extras previously? Maybe we have. I can't remember. It doesn't matter.
I don't know what it would fit with. Maybe there's a US version of The Extras.
The Extras. Maybe episodes? I don't know. I don't know what that's like. Could be about anything. Maybe we've done episodes. I can't remember. Copilotspodcast.co.uk. That's where you go to have a look at our beautiful faces.
And one day we might actually write something on there.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. But there's a suggestions page. You can give us suggestions of TV shows to watch. Please pair them for us.
Please do that, because we've had one in the 6 years we've been doing this. We've had one suggestion of what we should do.
And then we did that, and it only took us a year.
And we don't know if that person then went and listened to that thing. So that's a shame. On Instagram, we are The Real Copilots Podcast. On Twitter, we are Real Copilots. I forgot to tell you, I uninstalled Twitter off my phone the other day because I realised it was doing me no good. And on Facebook, we are at Real Copilots as well. So if you try and get in touch via Twitter, you'll probably get in touch with Rich, not me.
Let's be honest. Fine. That's how it will probably work. Of the two, that's probably better. Because I'm the one that adds shit to the spreadsheet.
I can tell you where
the podcast is and won't just say Acast for no reason.
Also, I've just noticed on our Instagram there's a picture of me on my stag do, and gosh, what a dapper figure I look there.
Yeah, Joe from Podbar really cleans up good.
Yeah, right. Now, enjoy this. We're off to go and try and keep a dolphin wet in a bath because it's stranded. Bye!
We're back. Although
new hardware.
It's like we never left because we were so far ahead.
But it's not been too different for you. It's been very different for us. So my PC died, and then I got myself a very, very expensive new one.
Yes.
Which is good news.
So now we'll just rush these so we can play video games.
Yep. Because I can actually run them now. But we've got our Ricky Gervais special.
Yeah. Put together pretty much just for you. And mostly so that I had so that I could watch Afterlife.
Yeah. About time. It's brilliant.
No, about time to film. This is a TV show.
Okay, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, that's fair. Was that the rest of the whiskey and coke just disappearing?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I'm doing a Piers Morgan. That's it. I'm Alf.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he did that.
Very strange, wasn't it? We'll come back to the show in a bit, but very strange to be, like, you know, bullying someone on something for years and then you're challenged ever so slightly and they go, yeah, that'll be me, I'm off. All right, bye then.
Don't let the door hit you on your way out. I just couldn't work out who was sad to see him leave, apart from Sharon Osbourne.
Was she? Did she say something?
Oh, she defended it. She doesn't have a TV show anymore.
Okay, well, I don't mind that in the slightest. That's fine. Right.
But yeah, where do you want to start with Ricky Gervais?
Let's start with Derek. We'll go in chronological order. Sorry, I've got some ice in my mouth. Derek, which was the first of the two. This is weird, right? So this came out in 2012.
Yes.
I remember I subscribed to the Ricky Gervais podcast like quite early doors. It was sort of around 2006, 2007, and there was this weird video that came out around that sort of time that was like a video podcast he released that was almost like a bit of test footage for Derek. It was really weird. It was just released as Derek. That was all it was called. And it was him doing a bit of the Derek character. And it just didn't really make any sense. And I was just watched it and I was like, what the fuck is this? And then this TV show came out. I was like, oh, okay, this is what it is.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
What, like five or six years later?
I do like it. I think I like it. Because I definitely liked it when it first came out.
Yeah. The issue... So the only issue that I have with it is I don't know if Derek's the embodiment of the humour or if he's the punchline.
I think
that's the only... I think he's... Like,
I don't
think...
Same
with Atypical, that he's the... It's everyone around him that makes the joke. But...
Yeah, but there are scenes where he does crack a joke.
Yeah. Like, I know, I mean, that. Like, yeah, it's the...
It's the
thing that Atypical did really well, where they just went, like... Yeah, the autism's not the funny. It's the people being shit at autism that's the funny.
I don't think it's ever laughing at him. Like, you know, obviously when he falls in the pond, it's like, okay, fine, you're laughing at him because he falls in the pond. But
to be fair, I'd laugh at anyone who fell in a pond. I have watched compilation videos of people falling in ponds. And it's funny until there's a certain height that it stops being funny.
Well, it's
and as it no, like. Plane, that sort of the height that I will let it get to before I'm like, oh no, they're just dead. But it's good. And very quickly, he says that Kerry Godleman's character is going to be his wife, which she then becomes.
Does become in Afterlife. Yeah.
Yep.
Which
I was just sort of like, oh, because I think I watched Derek when it first came out and then haven't, and then was watching it after I'd watched some undisclosed number of episodes of Afterlife. And I was just like, oh yeah. I mean, yeah, she's going to be your wife, but it's not going to be necessarily a happy story at the end, but you'll get a some awards out of it.
Yeah, I think I do like this still. Like, it's still very, very sweet, isn't it? There's a bunch of very sweet moments. So Derek works in a nursing home, which is run by Hannah, who is Kerry Godleman, who, like you said, he introduces the person who's going to be his wife. Carl Pilkington,
but she keeps saying no.
Carl Pilkington is in it, and it's weird seeing him. He's not really playing someone else, is he? He is basically just playing Carl Pilkington.
Yeah, but what I'm starting to notice is that when Ricky Gervais does a show, it's a lot of like, here are my friends.
Yeah.
They are in my TV show.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot. He does use the same people over and over again. But, you know, there's a lot of directors that do that. They have a sort of a pool of reliable people. They, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, Samuel L. Jackson wouldn't have a career without that. And Danny Boyle did agree to do that with Ewan McGregor until after
Beach.
Trainspotting, where he decided to just get someone else. I don't know who. It was a small time actor. I can't remember his name.
No, never heard of him. Don't think he went on to do anything else.
No,
certainly
I don't think
he...
Certainly
not win an Oscar for a while.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at that point, did he not just quit acting? Just went, well, I've done it. Now I'm not a meme. But no, it is good. The thing is, I for a while just didn't like Ricky Gervais, and I'm not sure why, because it wasn't his type of comedy, because I like things that other people call offensive, because, or generally they're not aiming jokes at me, so I don't care. But I don't know what it was that made me sort of just not like him.
That is, yeah, well, I do flip flop with him a little bit. Like, generally, I do like the stuff he does, but there's a few points where I'm like, I'm not sure on his attitude towards certain stuff. I think Derek was probably the weakest thing I think he's done out of all the TV shows he's made, and I think The Office is probably still the best thing he'll ever do, but Afterlife is close behind it, I think.
I think Extras is up there as well.
Extras
all relies on someone else coming in and being like, hey, I don't mind being a joke.
Yeah.
Cause, like, the Daniel Radcliffe episode of Extras, still just...
So good. So good, when he just waves the condom in her face, like, whoa, look what I've got. he fucking pings it and it lands on Diana Rigg's head. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. I quite liked that it's just... It's, like, there was a whole just scene dedicated to him watching a YouTube video, and I'm like, uh-huh. I get it. I've watched... I've done that.
Mm.
I've been there.
I do like his constant reference to, like, oh, is this Secret Millionaire? Like, he keeps going on saying, this is definitely Secret Millionaire. But
if this was Secret Mania, how much do you think? How much do you think we'd give you? And he's like, $20,000.
$20,000, right? We'll buy a house and a car.
What will be left? And they're like, I don't think there'll be anything left after you've bought that. Like, oh, then just give it to her. And it's like, that's sweet.
That was the big through line of the whole thing. Was he kept saying, you know, kindness is magic. I mean, it's a nice sentiment, like, it's, and then they get, you know, in the second episode, I think it is, they get the guy coming around saying, there's no money for the care home and stuff. But I do like, he's very good at getting the sort of the day-to-day stuff. Like, there's real mundane shit that happens in this, but it's really interesting. Like, the bus journey when Dougie's driving and Derek's just constantly winding him up. I do like that bit. That bit is very funny.
Yeah, the thing, I watched that and I go, that's what it must be like to drive me anywhere.
No, you're even more of an annoying cunt because you press buttons and flick switches and
I just want to know what they do.
Put the handbrake on.
Yeah, like, I just don't know what all the buttons in other people's cars do, so I have to push them.
Well, I've still not driven my new car that much, so I don't know what they do either.
Then it'll be fun. We'll find out together and then burst into flames. Like, I didn't realise you had a flamethrower in this. But X-Bond Beamer, from that one film where he had a Beamer.
Tomorrow Never Dies. No.
It was Tomorrow Never Dies.
Yeah, he has a BMW in Borders Not Enough as well.
I couldn't afford the Aston.
I think it's a
spent
ZA.
All the money on getting Madonna.
That's the wrong film.
Which one? Donna's in a Bond film.
Yeah, she's in Die Another Day, where they have the invisible Aston Martin.
To be fair, how different are all the Bond films?
Not very, it's just varying degrees of racism and sexism. There's one in You Only Live Twice, he dresses up as a Japanese person, and they do his eyes.
Oh, that's Connery, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not okay. I haven't watched it yet, actually. I've got the Blu-ray box set. I got it a little while ago. I've watched two of them, so that's money well spent.
Well, yeah, that's enough to get the gist of what Bond is.
Yeah. But no, that's it is pretty horrific. Did you watch the whole thing? Have you watched the whole of Derek?
The whole series? No, I don't think so. I have no idea how much of it I've seen. There is a fair chance I've seen the first season.
Yeah.
And there's a chance that I haven't. It's
the relationship between Hannah and Tom as that develops. That's quite nice. I did like the bit where she wanted to know if he was gay or not, so she sends Derek over to find out what his favourite films are.
Someone just goes, my friend wants to know if you're gay, so do you like these films?
Yeah, I love The Wizard of Oz because of Judy Garland. I can shoehorn in my Brett Goldstein anecdote now. I have met Brett Goldstein and he is a very, very lovely person. That's it. That's all I got.
That's a really big... Glad we got that anecdote.
I bumped into him in the toilet after having said hello to him as well, and it was very awkward. So that's nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it would be awkward. You were trying to use the same urinal.
And I was like, Brett, move over. There's plenty of room for both of us.
Please, I just want to be in your personal space.
Yeah, Derek's sweet and that, but I don't think I'll ever watch it again.
Yeah, that's the thing. I get the feeling it doesn't have the same sort of rewatch value once you've been through it once. I find that
For sure, I do. Like with The Office, I've watched The Office more times than I can count. Extras the same. And actually, Afterlife, like I said to you the other day, it's become my hangover show. Like if I'm hungover, I'll just stick it on and just listen to it. It's really weird. I don't know why, but I just find it real calming.
It's weird. I think I would find it way too much to do on a hangover.
That's all right. I did it actually after Mitch's stag do. I was like, that was very, very hungover. I just lay in the bed and I was like, this is actually really quite pleasant. Just lying there listening to it. I did it the other night as well. I couldn't sleep the other night, so I just stuck it on. And I watched the whole of series one in one go.
That's what I did last night, but now I'm very tired today. Because it was like 12:30 when I finished it, and I was like, alright, cool. I'll just go get into bed, and then I was like, alright, cool. Just get into sleep, and then I was like, wait, I'm getting up at 5:30. Why have I done this to myself? This is all on me. I can't. And then I got home from work today and then finished it. Well, I say finished. I've nearly finished season two.
I think we've probably slid into talking about Afterlife now, haven't we?
Yeah.
I think it's definitely the better of the two shows. So Ricky in this one plays Tony, whose wife Lisa dies of cancer, and it's about him adapting to life without her. My dad actually told me that my parents struggled to watch it because it was someone whose wife was called Lisa, and they were like, oh shit, that's they really affected them just because she was called Lisa. As well as like all the sad shit.
Yeah, but you're not called Tony, so unless she remarries,
well I mean, it's any day now, so.
Well, yeah, one day when she wakes up.
Not the dose I've given her, she won't.
Well, I mean, no one's seen her for a year.
Yeah, I mean, this lockdown couldn't have come at a better time for me.
I mean, it's like you spent so long learning to be a ventriloquist. No one understood why.
Joe, why's your Zoom name changed to Weekend at Lisa's? What? Doesn't matter. Yeah, so basically he just realises that he can be a bastard to people, which is kind of horrible.
Yeah, but you would, though, wouldn't you? That's the thing. I look at it and I go, oh, I'd like to be him at the end of this journey. And I'm like, but also that first bit would be real fun.
The bit where he hits the guy with the tin of dog food, that would be fun. But also, the best line in the whole thing is when the kid shouts at him, pedo, and he goes, I'm not a pedo, but if I was, you'd be safe, you tubby little ginger cunt. Fucking incredible.
Yeah, I really felt that to, like, my core. It was like, oh, he's right.
But there's another line in it, right? When he goes to the supermarket and he's just in a permanent bad mood, he just says to the woman who works there, excuse me, where's the dog food? And she goes, it's next to the cat food. So he goes, right, I've got another question.
The thing, it's almost like it's, well, I mean, it's written by a stand-up, but it's like, you know, all of those little stories that stand-ups tell.
Yeah,
like the little insane story. A lot of
his old stand-up routines do show up in this, actually, like with the breast milk, with the what was it, the rice pudding that he's mentioned that in his stand-up show before.
See, I don't know his stand-up well enough to spot those, but it's because a lot of, like, some scenes just feel like they don't add a huge amount to the story, but they're so written by a stand-up that you're like, yeah I see you've included this as because you had an idea for a joke that might not have worked in stand-up, but you're just like, but I just put it in the TV show and it's a whole scene.
Yeah I mean, like, it's pretty on the nose when he does his atheist stuff, like when he's talking to Diane Morgan's character and she's saying, you know, why don't you believe in God and that? He says, well, I only believe in one fewer God than you do. So, yeah, I know what you mean. It's kind of because when you spot it and when you know that's what it is, it kind of sticks and goes, I don't know. It just it takes me out of it a little bit when I recognise bits of his stuff in it.
I knew that that was, he'd done a bit on that. I didn't realise it was, I don't know if it was, I don't think it was word for word, but I just sort of sat there and was like, oh yeah, of course you'd get that in.
But there is another amazing, did you say you've seen series 2?
Most of, I'm up to episode 4.
Okay, so or 5. They go and visit the woman who's like turning 100 or something.
Yes.
And she's just sat in the chair and she goes, I've seen fuck all. I might as well have been a tree.
It's,
that bit fucking gets me as well.
Yeah. I think one of the main things that I'm enjoying about it is that not, so it would be very easy for Ricky Gervais as the writer and director to have all of the fucking punchlines.
Yeah.
And just have a cast around him of really good setup people. But the punchlines get shared around a fair bit.
Yeah.
Like, he has the most. Like, just having, like, David Bradley just sat there, just occasionally just going, cunt.
That's really funny.
And I think, Roxy's character, well, Daphne Roxy.
Yeah, absolutely brilliantly written. Really, really well written.
And just, she's funny. I've only ever seen her on panel show. I don't think I've seen her
sitcom.
Did she?
Roisin Connery had a sitcom called, fuck, what was it called? Game Face.
Because the thing is, I just kind of want to see her do stand-up. I did not know that she was 41.
I don't know if that surprises me or not. I thought she was younger, if I'm honest.
I think it's because I've just started to see her in, like, a lot of panel shows and stuff recently.
Mm.
That I just assumed that everyone who starts comedy is like a child now.
I like the points that she makes about sex workers to him, because he always gives her, like, you know, a misconception or something that's, you know, widely spread, like, misbelief about sex workers, and then she's just like, "Nah, it's like this." I was like, "Okay, yeah, that makes complete sense."
Yeah, and it's just an it's a very good place for humour as well, with his, like, fumbling of it when they're in the street, and he's just like, "This is my cleaner," and she just goes, "Yeah, I'm sorry, I've forgotten your keys. You'd give me yours though if I'm your cleaner too, and you trust me to just go into your house." And then he gets there and he's just like, "Oh, thank fuck."
Oh yeah, I'm gonna rewatch series 2 actually, I think, because I haven't watched it for a little while. I can't really remember how it finished. Oh yeah, now I remember. Yeah, maybe give it a miss if I were you. The other thing to always look out for, anything that Ricky Gervais is involved in, is going on YouTube and looking up the outtakes, because they are so fucking funny. He gets the funniest outtakes. I'm sure there's just, you know, like a half hour compilation of just Afterlife.
Yeah, I've seen outtakes. One for Extras, and that was...
Oh, they're so good.
That was good.
Yeah. Oh, what's the? Oh God, the two. Have you met the two guys in the pub yet? When he goes out on a night out with his, he goes to the pub with his counselor, and there's the two lads in there.
Oh, is that? I don't think I've seen him go. He's just gone on a night out, and they were there. Well, there was his counselor and, like, I mean, it was the counselor and the cunts, as far as I could tell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When they're just reeling off that, honestly, the outtakes of them coming up with those nicknames, it's so fucking funny.
Is it like, so, do you remember there's a similar compilation of TG Miller and Ryan Reynolds doing all
the stupid
Deadpool names?
You look like overripe avocado hate fucked another avocado.
Yeah, like some.
Yeah, it's similar to that.
That
I've just sent you a link that you need to go watch.
The thing that I like is when you get, like, a good mix of, like, comedy actors and comedians, and it's weird because it feels like it should be so interchangeable, but it's not. Because you get the comedians that can just, like, riff.
Yeah.
And the comedy actors who can, but they like their lines. And it's just great to watch them all, like, come together and just be like, "Here is funny. We've nailed it, guys. We did the funny.
Yeah, that it definitely happens in these outtakes. Yeah, they're so good.
The thing, it's the kind of job that I would love to have. I am, one, not talented or funny.
True.
I'm too ginger to be anything but the kid that not gets the minute. Bullied.
Not the minute. No, no. You're blonde, aren't you?
No, I'm real fucking ginger now. So, yeah, I can only play the bullied child, but I'm now too fucking old. I can't remember what my point was. Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun.
No, we're just listing reasons of why not to like you.
It's reasons I couldn't do, like, I couldn't be in a comedy show.
Oh yeah,
not reasons not to like me. Jesus. Wow. Now, I'm not sure where the podcast goes from here.
Go and watch Afterlife.
Yeah. And then if you have time, watch Derek.
what are we come? What's coming up next? Here we go. We
are going to be watching. Podcast is done.
Oh, that's it, is it?
Yeah, forever. No more. So we won't be doing Cursed in the Last Kingdom.
Or the Last Kingdom. I don't know what either of those things are.
Cool. They are something like Cursed. I'm pretty sure is like the like a version of the Tale of Arthur.
Oh, okay.
And it's got what's her face out of 13 Reasons Why in it.
I never watched that.
Alright, cool. It's the girl who killed herself in 13 Reasons Why and spawned the whole show.
Yeah, I figured it.
Turns out she's not really dead.
Cool.
And The Last Kingdom is... it has a knight. I think it's... I think it looks like it's Crusade-y sort of stuff. But
okay.
I think it'll be a nice change of pace from like all of the... I'm just looking back at the list, like we haven't done anything like particularly serious recently.
No, we haven't. Well, I don't know. The Stand, that was quite serious. The Rain, that was serious. God, The Rain was good. Anyway, yeah, we'll finish the now because otherwise I'll just keep going on about how good the previous shows were.
Yeah, and it will go all the way back to season one and be like, do you remember how good Breaking Bad was?
Why did we pair it with The Flash? We still don't know.
The thing, it's just like there's like two episodes and then it's like, oh, we should make these sort of match.
Right.
Yeah,
Cursed and that. Last Kingdom next. That was the Ricky Gervais special. What fun it was too. Now fuck off.